proof of age card, which, although it's been very nice and nice to have, is something which we don't have to do under statute, and which our board felt was overall a lower priority than perhaps some of the other things that we do. It's going to save the office something of the order of £10,000 to £15,000 a year. But overall, I mean, there are other means by which people can demonstrate their proof of age. So, so it's, you know, it's not a a major problem for young people who wish to either purchase cigarettes or indeed alcohol.